Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I have to try pretty hard, actually be vigilant, not to hear sporting scores and results if I want to watch the game I've recorded, or at least the highlights. I'd prefer to watch the action of the game without knowing the score beforehand. However, I'm not that fussed about this whole thing. Sport is, after all, a game. But if I am trying to dodge the score, I do hope I succeed. What has surprised me has been the amount of effort dodging news can consume. I may not look at the news online in case I see something. I mightn't talk to anyone who is a sports fan, and I have been known to tell a fellow fan not to mention the score, particularly a rugby score. And he didn't. But it surprised me that I found myself thinking about not talking to him. I become sports sensitive, sports news aware, but in order to dodge it. I'm not an atheist. In my imagination, the world of atheism is similar to mine. We live on the same planet and universe and see the same things, read the same news reports. We can both do the same science experiments. But the meaning we bring to what we experience through our senses can be so different because of our respective faiths. I believe God exists, while atheism believes there are no gods. Is my world bigger than the atheist's? Is the atheist's world more precious to him or her than it is to me? I identify humanity in terms of creation who rebelled. I imagine atheism has a variety of ways of identifying humanity along the lines of good but could be better. Because I see my life and my world as having God in it, it strikes me as strange that atheism can't see, or doesn't want to see, the glory of God in the wonders of creation. How much effort must go into denying the obvious, I wonder. Equally, I can imagine atheism simply saying, but it's not obvious. And here I pause and agree. Actually, the Christian God isn't obvious. Well, not in the way we prefer things to be obvious, shiny, spectacular, powerful. I see the world as I do, good and bad, wonder and horror, because my ears have told me how to use my eyes. The story is told of a virgin birth with its scandal-ridden pregnancy, a baby lying in a manger, shepherds as messengers, kings killing toddlers, a refugee family living nondescript lives, a brief public ministry marked by initial enthusiasm, miracles, strange teaching, and then arrest, scourging, political expediency, and a cross. Yes, the world knows many such miserable stories. Why this story is different is because it keeps going after death. There is an empty tomb. There is a resurrection. There is an ascension. There is the good news that Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. It is this story that makes all things new, and we can see everything in a new light. Maybe many in the world do want to dodge this story. Maybe many in the world fear that this story is more than just something from the past, but is news that, if true, makes claims on people and affects change now. And maybe the tellers of the story can learn to share the story whimsically and graciously. What I do know is that good news is worth sharing, and it takes effort not to hear news. What a funny situation the God of love finds himself in. Wanting to rescue a sinful world which doesn't want to be rescued, and by nature, flees from such good news. And if that is weird, how weird is that God did the rescue through a hidden means, the scandal of the cross. What an amazing story it is, and what good news it is to share and receive. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, come to us in your kindness and lighten the darkness of our hearts with your word, the good news of your grace and mercy in the mystery of Jesus, who came to serve and who died for us so that we may live. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.